to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone. Hello,
everybody.
To Living with Moxie. This is Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche. We're both here. Yay! I was having a bit of technical difficulties, and maybe Donna was too, but we're both here. We're so happy to be here. And today we're talking about change and transition and how we can have more ease with change. It seems that both Donna and I are going through a lot of changes lately. And so how have we managed to stay to stay sane, right, Donna?
Yeah, to stay sane is definitely one question. I think one of the other questions is sometimes sort of like, well, you know, there's those moments where you just want to just stop and give up and you're like, oh my God, you know, so what question can I ask now? There are so many questions when you're going through change the way that you and I have both gone through over the last couple of months. It's been an interesting time.
Absolutely. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, when I was thinking about this call, I was thinking about, yes, we've gone through a lot of change and what have we done to manage this transition and change? But I also, what about when you would like to have some change? What do you do? What kind of questions do you ask? What kind of state of being are you in when you want change? You know, if your life is not going the way you want it to go, whether it's in finances, relationships, or anything else, right?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things. I mean, one of the things that when we were talking about this yesterday, one of the things that came up for me was sort of first was the idea of, you know, when you say change, the reaction that you can sense energetically in everyone's world, because just the idea, even when I work with clients, when I say, you know, this just needs to change, I can't do this anymore, I still find that they often hold on to what it is that they're asking to let go of because there's a familiarity and a comfort there. So it's sort of, mm-hmm. What is it with this word change and the idea of things being different that has everyone to the point of discomfort or fear or anxiety or worry or whatever comes up for you when you hear the words change?
Yeah, because I mean, it's about the unknown, right? And it's about not being in control.
Yes, that's often what comes up, is this idea of not being in control, not knowing what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. Even when you work with someone, even if you're in your own life, like there might have been a time where you feel like you know that it has to be different, and yet you're somewhat resistant to allowing the difference to show up because it's just the idea of not knowing what it's going to look like. And so, well, what if it's not as good as what I have now? What if it's worse? You know, all those things you hear growing up, well, the grass is always greener on the other side. And, you know, it always looks better from, you know, all of those things that you hear make it sound like you just need to get comfortable with where you are. Is very often the message that I hear people giving others throughout the time when they're thinking about change or they're really unhappy with something that they have. I don't know if you've heard things different than that growing up.
I have, and that's why that when you just said that right now, it's like it really hit me hard. It's like, oh, I don't like that at all. And I remember one time when one of my sisters, she had said to me, why can't you just be satisfied with the way your life is right now? You know, it's like, well, I'm not, you know, but, and it's like, she made me feel wrong for it. You know, she made me feel like I was doing something wrong for wanting something different in my life and wanting to create something different. And so a lot of times it's also the judgments from your family and friends. And also, I think it's also their feelings of, well, how will their life change, right? Like, is their life going to change now all of a sudden because I've asked for a change in my reality? And so As a practical example, when I was moving here to Austria, my family was like up in arms because they're like, this is the end of an era. And it's like, it's a beginning of a new adventure. It's the beginning of something new. It's not the end. So, for them, it was like, it was an ending. And they were so sad and so depressed. And like, really, they took it hard. And for me, it's like, oh, this is a beginning. It's like something so brand new and so many different possibilities. So it really depends on your point of view, right? And
Yeah.
it's interesting what family members and friends go through when they're not really being affected that much by it, as you are, but they are still reacting, right?
It's so funny because years ago, it feels like literally a whole other lifetime ago compared to everything that's happened in my life in the last 10 years. But years ago, I used to do work with addiction and counseling, and I used to teach the psychology of addiction at a college over here in New York. And one of the things that always came up was the psychology and the dynamics of what happens when somebody goes from being an addict to no longer being an addict. So it was just what when you have someone who's an addict in your life, it really often dictates or impacts, creates other roles. So you have the enabler, the caretaker, each person in the family has a specific role that allows that addiction to continue to go on and continue to go on and continue, or play, like it helps everyone know what their role is in somebody's life. So when the addict is no longer choosing those behaviors and has a completely different life, the impact may seem like, oh, so that should be easy for everybody. But the truth is, those who have defined themselves, even though they don't realize that they have, by I need to be there to take care of her because who knows what's going to happen, or like I can't go out today because I'm going to have to clean up this mess, or well, all of those roles no longer exist. So that requires other people to figure out their new role too. So the reason why I share that is because every change that we make and every choice that we make does have an impact on others. That doesn't mean it's going to be bad, but it is part of why some people hold on and try and keep people exactly where they are, right? So, very often it's about the fact that we may not realize what's going to happen there, but we do. But I can tell you that there is that impact. Anyone who has defined themselves by the role that they play in our life, to some extent, will now have to find a new way to function.
Absolutely. Yeah, good point. And I think, even though we may not see those roles as being significant, they themselves do, and that's why they're being affected so much as well by the change, by the po possible changes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
It's
think
all
about
about the
it.
perceived.
It is. Think about it, though. Think about how, I mean, anyone who relied on you and knew that you were 5 minutes away when you were living in Canada and now you're all the way in Vienna, right? Any role that you could have played in someone's daily life has got to shift. They now have to, call someone different or stop by and have, whatever the routine is or the pieces are. It does, people will have to do some pieces differently. They're going to have to fill in their spaces differently. They're going to have to redefine some of their needs differently. Or even some of those needs could be to be caretaker, supporter, friend, parent. It doesn't make a difference. But a hat that they play that you helped them play, right? Without even consciously being aware of it often. So, yes, it does. It does. And that's why sometimes people prefer that everyone stays exactly the way they are. And we don't realize the impact that it will have on someone else. But it's often just why we more often than not hear people say, just why can't you be happy? Why can't you be happy with what you have?
And that makes me laugh, right? It's like, I want more, and I guess I'm not the type that settles, or maybe it's because I did settle for so long. It's like, no, I'm not settling anymore. It's like, I'm going to choose what works for me now, So, and even that is like a demand of myself. I think I'm worth more than having to settle. to just be satisfied with what I have, to just be happy with what I have in that moment, when I know that there's something more that I am requiring for my life, you know? And so change is, it's scary, absolutely, you know, but it's also very exciting. And change can mean different things to different people. But for me, it's about changing a whole way of looking at life, you know, a whole way, a different way of experiencing life, a different way of experiencing relationships. Everything can change, right? And so
Yeah.
it, for me, the biggest thing is about being open to it, you know, instead of resisting, being open to see what happens. And it brings you a lot of freedom in that way. Whole lot
It
of
definitely
freedom.
brings you a lot of freedom in that way. It really does. And I mean, I remember sitting down and having a conversation with someone who was thinking about having another child. And in that conversation, the person said, "Well, I don't know. I have one healthy child. Should I ask for another healthy child? I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to." And I sat there and I said to myself, "That's interesting because we are kind of taught that when you are asking for more, that that's sort of a selfish perspective, and it's really not. It's actually, I mean, if we didn't have, it's part of what we're made up from. I mean, if we didn't ask for more, we would still be living out in the wilderness and, from caveman days,
In
like we wouldn't have built
caves,
homes and heat and travel and planes and, we would have stayed right where we were. It's all that drive for choosing to create more because we know that more is possible and the willingness to actually go out past what other people have done before or what you have done before and get that there there's no reason to judge it, but that's all changed. And look at the changes that those things created. I mean, we wouldn't have cars or planes or homes or even
Internet.
radio for that matter, right? Or internet if people didn't go, huh? We could do more than this. We can communicate more than this. We could do so. Okay, right after these messages. Oh my God, we did it again. We'll see everybody right after these messages. Sorry about that.
That's all good.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. The music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is what happens all the time. It's so funny. At first, when we were first doing the show, we both had to get used to the timing of the breaks. And it's interesting when you're co-hosting too, because it's sort of like we're pretty good dynamic, you know, as far as going back and forth, Shefali and I, and knowing who's going to pick up where. Very, very. I think we work phenomenally together when it comes to that. But we love the conversation so much that we constantly need to remind ourselves when those breaks are coming, which is very funny. So we apologize for that. And we kind of left off just now talking about the asking for more. And, you know, when we're looking for change, very often, well, first let me say that, you know, when it comes to behavior and people, for the most part, people avoid change. I mean, it's more natural to look to stay where you are, to be comfortable, to stay with what's familiar, right? So when we start to talk about change, there's a little bit of discomfort there. But what's also starts to show up is this idea of we're usually asking for change because there's something that we're really not happy with. There's something, it's like we stay at the level of comfort until it becomes uncomfortable and we can't take it anymore because we're not satisfied and we can't stand it. And we wait very often until we get to that space before we ask for more. It's sort of then we could say, all right, I've tried everything and it's just, I'm still not happy or whatever. Instead of just giving ourselves permission to keep choosing and keep changing and keep reaching for more. And also there's people, you know, we grew up believing that we should be satisfied with what we have, that there's something wrong with asking for more. And asking for more is what's created the amazing world that we live in. And I think that we're here all to create more, to do more, to be more each and every single day and every single, in every way that we can. I don't think that we're here in order to just live this sort of ordinary life, go to work, you know, make yourself find a way to be happy and satisfied with what you have and die. Like, I'm not really sure that that's what that is. And I just, you know, Shefali is one of the greatest examples of living in appreciation. So one of the things that people sometimes get when you're saying, oh, I'd like to have more, is that you're not happy with what you have. But that's so not the reality of it. You can appreciate everything that you have and have gratitude for everything that you have. And because you appreciate all of that, it can become even sort of like, and you would like to have more and more and more. And more isn't a materialistic thing necessarily. It could be contributing more, showing up more. It could be loving more. It could be so many different things. So change is an interesting word because I think what it means to each and every individual is so very different. Right, Shefali?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I first started making changes in my life, and I know it sounds really hollow in here, but when I first started making changes in my life, you know, I had a good job, you know, I had a good career, good money, good security, good, all of that. It was great. And I appreciated what I did have. But I knew that my, you know, I talk about it, my soul wanted more. I wanted more. There was something that was missing, you know, so I appreciated having all of that and I wanted more. And so I made drastic changes in my life because I started to ask for more. I asked myself, okay, what do you want? If this is not it, and other people were very happy with that kind of job and career, and it's like, okay, well, this is not for you. So what do you want? You know? And so that's one of the things that I, you know, in our society, in my culture anyways, the Indian culture, we were never taught to ask that, especially women. We were never taught to ask, what do you want? And growing up, when I saw my mom, you know, I said, I do not want to live her life. I do not want to live like her. I do not want to have like a life like that, you know? And so part of what, you know, moved me to create my life was partly because it's like, I don't want that. I don't know exactly what I want, but I know I don't want that. And I there's something else that I want, and I don't know what it is until, you know, I found it. And I'm still searching. I said, there's still something else. There's something else I want. But, you know, sometimes we get to that point, like you said, Donna, where we know things need to change. And that's when we start to make those choices and make those requests of ourselves and the universe. And but sometimes we don't know what that is. So for those of you who don't know what it is that you want, but you know there's something else out there for you, you know, ask yourself or start writing it down, like just brainstorming, you know. I remember doing this exercise once where I just took 10 minutes and I wrote down everything that I ever wanted to do, everything that sounded like something fun and exciting or just something different. And part of that had to do with, you know, meeting the Dalai Lama, writing a book, going to Hawaii, you know. So there are still some things I haven't done yet, but I just put all of them down And now, you know, I'm starting to create my life in that way by choosing what I want, by saying, okay, what else do you want? What more do you want? And more in a way that brings me different experiences. Because I realized for myself, I wanted to experience life. Because I think, you know, for myself, I was feeling dead at the time. It's like, I wanted to experience life. I wanted to experience love. I wanted to experience life. I wanted to experience going to different places, seeing different things. So that's what was important for me. And helping people, that was my biggest thing. I want to help people, you know, and so now I get to do that. And it's wonderful. And it's because I took that moment of asking myself, what do you really want? And that's when change really starts to happen, once you ask those types of questions. Right, Donna? I always go off on different tangents, don't I?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I know. I was just asking my daughter to grab me in the hall with my throat. I'm losing my voice, which is sort of interesting. I think that, you know, for certain people at certain times in their life, what happens very often is we know we get a lot of clarity on what we don't want, and we're not exactly sure what we do want. So, you know, so when you talk to some people, you might hear them say something like, you know, I know I'm not happy with what I have, but what would you like to have? I don't know. I just know that it's not there, right? Mm-hmm. So which is fine. I mean, because that's something to be grateful for. I mean, being clear on what you don't want certainly helps you start to hone in on what you do want. So, and very often, instead of feeling like appreciation for that clarity during the contrast, we tend to feel very frustrated and angry about it, because it doesn't always show up in a comfortable way when we're getting clear on what we don't want. But one of the things, I mean, even, you know, life changes, right? So there's times where there were things that were so much fun for me in my life. And then there was times where literally, and I've used this story 100 times, where I was sitting in Costa Rica, and Dane here, who's the co-founder of Access Consciousness, said to me, what's fun for you? And I couldn't answer the question. And, you know, a year before, 2 years before, I could have given him a list of 50,000 things. Maybe not 50,000, but possibly 50,000, who knows, of a whole bunch of things. And in hindsight, I'm not even sure those are things that were necessarily fun for me versus they were fun for people who I cared about, so I did them. And, you know, I had fun doing them, but I don't know that they were mine, you know what I mean, necessarily? So what I started to simply ask is, you know, universe, tell me what's fun for me. Help me find what's fun for me. And I would start to have all these possibilities of being able to, hey, Donna, you want to go, you know, snowboarding, or you want to go rafting, or you want to go, you know, swimming. How about swimming? And then there were things that I hadn't done in years that I forgot that my body truly enjoys, that I hadn't done in a really long time that were truly mine, and some that I'm still discovering. So it's sort of interesting things where we just forget what's fun for us and what brings us the most joy, or because we haven't done it in a long time, because we're always doing this for this person, or this, or because we've gotten into a routine, or because, you know, we've told ourselves that this is fun for me, and then realized later, well, we're always doing what's making this person happy, but not making me happy. So asking questions is fine. You know, what is fun for me? Help me, you know, what is joyful? You know, show me joy. And it will start to show up. You'll get possibilities, and you'll have opportunities to experience things that will start to show up, and you get a lot more clarity on what it is that you'd like to create and have more of. And then you ask for that, and it will come. So there are pieces of change that we can actually ask for and create, which I think is something that people don't realize. You can't guarantee how it's going to show up, but it will show up, right? So it's not always going to show up on a silver platter delivered by the butler of your choice. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not necessarily going to happen that way, but the idea of adding fun to your life will show up, and the fun will show up, and the people who are joyful and ease-filled and a contribution to your life and living will show up. And sometimes when that happens, you do shift and let go of the people who were already there. And you know what? It's hard to imagine right in this 10 seconds, but it's not going to matter so much to you at that time. It'll feel right to you when that time comes. So there's, that always goes back to that component that we talked about, I think, last week or the week before, Shefali, about trust, too.
Yes. Trusting in yourself, trusting in the universe, trusting in your choices, and being open to whatever shows up, right? So not being tied to any outcome of how it's supposed to look, but being open to however it shows up. Once you've asked for it, it will show up, like Donna said. But don't try and limit it with your own imagination or with the way you think it should look like and how it should show up. Be open to however it shows up. And for me, I found that whenever I've had that attitude, you know, it's been magical. The things that I've experienced for me were truly magical. And I don't know if it's just because it's just me who was just so surprised by how wonderful life can be, or because I just didn't have any expectation. And it was just, I just loved it, you know, whatever happened. But, you know, not having expectations is great. You know, once you say, this is what I want to experience, I don't know how it's going to look, but I want to experience this, and let it show up in whatever way it does without any expectation, it can truly be magical. I'm in awe still of some of the experiences that I've had in my life in the past 5 years. And trusting that the universe has my back, trusting that what I ask for will show up in some way in its own timing, right? So I used to be a control freak. I like to say I'm recovering. So I try not to, you know, control how things are going to show up anymore. It's like, okay, well, this is what I'm feeling. So I'm going to go with my feeling and be open to however it shows up. And then I move from that space.
So right? Hang on to that thought for a second, Sally. We're going to get ready to go to break, and I really want to encourage people, yeah, as I always do, to grab a pen and paper, because during break, I want them to be able to talk about, you know, if you could add anything to your life today. Forget change work, because change people often connect with loss. But if you could add anything to your life today, list the top five things that you would add that you think would make the biggest difference for you in this particular moment. So, is that fun? Is that clarity? Is that friends? Is that a lover? Is that joy? Is that money? Is that what is it? And list it in some detail that feels really good and juicy and fun for you. And then we'll talk about what change is and how you could do it with a lot more ease right after these messages.
Perfect.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back here on Living with Moxie, and we're talking about change and how we can have more ease with change and transition. And right before break, we were talking about for you to write down five things, five areas that you would like to add to your life, that would be joyful, that would be fun, that would be, you know, give you more clarity, whatever it was, right? So those five things, and try to write them down in as much detail as you can. You may not have finished during the break, because I felt like that break went by really quickly. So you can continue to write that, write those after the call. But it's about, you know, once you start to write down or think about things that you'd like to add to your life, that, you know, that will start to change your life, and that will start to bring those things to you. And you get more clarity about what it is that you truly desire, what it is that you truly want in your life, right? What could possibly have been missing. But more, it's more like, you know, honoring yourself and loving yourself enough to know that you would like to experience these different things. And let me see now. I had a thought and this just went out the window. So it will come back. But, you know, when you talk about adding things to your life that are more fun, that are more joyful, you know, what would that look like for you? You know, so for example, you know, we all talk about adding, you know, sometimes people talk about, you know, I'd like to be healthier, you know, I'd like to, you know, lose 10 pounds, or I would like to lose 2 inches. Well, you know what I say instead of that, I say, you know what, I'd like to be healthier too. So I'm going to add some green juice to my diet. You know, I'm going to add some fruits and vegetables to my diet. So I'm adding something that is going to benefit me in the long run, right, in some way, without taking away from myself, because I don't really like to exercise. So it's like, I'm going to add this and then go from there. That'll give me more energy. And then, you know, maybe I will do some more walking, which I am doing a lot of walking. And we have no elevator in my building. So it's like, oh my goodness. So I'm getting a lot of exercise anyways. But for me, adding something to my life is more joyful. It gives me more ease. So, you know, whether that means, you know, eating better, whether that means going for longer walks in the park, you know, because that's fun for us. You know, I like to be out in nature, believe it or not. And so that's fun for us. You know, walking around the city, that's fun for me. I like to see the city. I like to see the sights. So that's fun for me. I like that. I like to meet new people, right? So that's something I can add to my life is, you know, to meet, you know, some more women in the city and things like that, you know. So it doesn't have to be too complicated or too big or grandiose. It can be as simple as that. Or you can say, I'd like to add more travel to my life, right? And then you can consider traveling once a month. So that's something that I had said when I first came to Vienna. It was like, okay, what can I add to my life that would be fun for me, right? So I said, okay, once a month, we're going to go for a trip to a different city that I haven't been to. And that's fun for me, you know. So what did you write, you know? So that's my question for you. Did you get a chance to write? What did you write? Take a look at your list and add to it, you know? Donna, what do you think? Where are you?
I'm right here. I think that it's great. And, you know, one of the things I even do at New Year's is I tell people a New Year's resolution isn't really about giving things up. You know, it's about adding. So for me, if I was going to talk about health, mm-hmm. it would be, you know, adding more water to my day, or adding an extra phone call that I was going to make during the week to a friend that I was looking to reconnect with, or that I don't get to talk to enough, or adding, you know, like, so it was more about adding. And then the more I add things that I really loved in my life, the less that the things that I didn't necessarily love, there wasn't room for. So mm-hmm. it's a great way to actually exactly. create change without feeling like there's loss.
Yeah.
So, I'm
Absolutely.
Sorry. So
that's a great. Yeah, that's a great exercise, and it's a great way to start to implement change and create change in your life. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, so what if you are going through a transition or a change that you hadn't planned? Sometimes, you know, stuff happens and we go through transitions and changes that we didn't plan on. How do you handle that? Like, what do you do? How do you have ease and grace with those kinds of changes and transitions? So a lot of times, you know, when people have unplanned changes, it has to do with a job or a relationship ending, or, you know, somebody passing away or something like that, right? And so it can kind of sneak up on us, obviously. And, you know, sometimes we're left a little scattered and like shocked and just like, oh my God, what happened here? You know, I wasn't expecting this. And so, you know, we've all experienced that from time to time. And so how do you handle that? How do you have the patience and the ease with yourself and the grace under pressure, right? It's not always easy, you know, but, you know, for me, I try to look at the bigger picture, what's really going on here. And how can I make it as uncomplicated or as easy as possible? So for, you know, for me, when I was separating from my ex-husband, for example, you know, it was planned because I said I want a divorce, but it was still, you know, a bit of a shock to my husband and to my kids and everybody else. And so I consciously made a choice at that time that we would try to make it as ease-filled as possible for the children, right? For the kids, we would try and make it, you know, uncomplicated as possible, and we would be cordial and we'd be civil and we would, you know, communicate, you know, and so consciously making choices and decisions together from a place of respect and understanding goes a long way in, you know, going through the transition with more ease and grace, so it doesn't disrupt people's lives too much, you know, right?
Oh,
that's one example,
yeah.
Anyways.
You know, sometimes we're creating change too. I mean, when we started talking about it, I was thinking about change with my body, right? I mean, it's just sometimes we're asking for change, you know, and I'm not talking about weight change. I'm talking about like health even, right? I've gone through some interesting things with my body over the last 7-10 years, and the last month has been really, really interesting for me as far as that goes. And so when you ask for change, it's a sort of, you know, I went from this space where all of you who listen know that I had put something out there where I was asking for contribution, and that was to, and in order to help with some ease with my body, I had tremendous pain in my legs and in my back and in my body, and I just, the fogginess and the lack of clarity and everything that I was having and the absolute exhaustion. It was just, it was a lot for me to shift and change. And as you go through it and you start asking questions, my body continues to change and continues to change, and I keep asking questions and it continues to change in ways very different than most people imagine change as possible. Right. So it's, although there's some things that I am doing with my body, like I am going to physical therapy, and it is possible that I might be having a surgery, I know for a fact that if this was someone else who was not asking questions, they'd most likely be in a space where they're not going to work and they're not living their days and they're not, because I create a tremendous amount of change by my willingness to receive, my willingness to ask questions, my willingness to acknowledge that I know that something else is possible, and to acknowledge every single change that does show up. So I went from this space where I would reach out to Shefali and say, I don't know if I'm going to literally make it through the day, to a space where I can go through the day with so much ease and so much joy. And then you go through a day like today where I go, oh, that's interesting, because it just shows up so different, right? It's just tired and my voice is going. And I know that that's all of everything shifting, but that's change. I mean, I ask for change with your body. You ask for ease. You ask for youth. You ask for flexibility and fun and joy with your body. Some of the things that I've been asking for, among many other things that I've been asking for. And every day I acknowledge that those questions are creating something different with a lot more ease. So what if, you know, you're talking about not just some of the things that we were saying as far as that goes, but also some other things like change with your finances, change with your relationship, change with your body, change with your health. Change can be so different for each and every person depending on what's going on in your life right now. And it also can show up so much easier. And the funny thing is that even as it happens, a lot of people don't acknowledge that it is actually happening, right? Because someone could say to me, well, you know, Donnie, you still sound terrible. Like, you're not changing anything. What are you talking about? I'm like, well, I still sound terrible, but, you know, I walked for 4 miles today and I was out with the dogs and I was playing with my daughter and I was doing this, which I could not have done 30 days ago. So Everything's shifting and changing every day, and I acknowledge what shows up. You know what I mean? So it's the willingness to acknowledge what shows up doesn't mean that today is exactly where I want it to stop and it's perfect. It's ever changing. Things are always changing. Even when we feel like we're trying to keep life exactly as it is, you can try and stop change from happening. It's always going to happen. It's the one guarantee we have. So acknowledging things as they occur and being willing to deliberately create them is the closest thing to having control over change to begin with. And you can really create some amazing things in your life by staying in the question and being more consciously aware of what you would love to have. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I love what you said, Donna, about acknowledging the changes, even if there's something small, because that was brilliant, that we are always changing. Everything is always changing in every moment. And I mean, no moment is the same anyways, right? So we're always changing. But by deliberately choosing and creating what we would like to create, you're right, that we then somehow do have a semblance of control. But it's not just about the control, it's about having the responsibility. Responsibility is such a heavy word, but knowing that we can create our lives, right? So that we're not at the whim of anybody or anything else. We can literally create our future right now, starting today in this moment. So it's about asking yourselves, what do I want? What do I want to create? What do I want to experience? Where do I want to see the change that I would like to see? You know, and you know, like that famous phrase, be the change that you'd like to see in the world. You know, it's so relevant right now. It's like you can change your finances, you can change your business, you can change every part of your life. You just have to choose what it is that you'd like to change and then start, right? And start small, start big, doesn't matter. And acknowledge the change, because as you acknowledge it, more changes will come with more ease, because the changes are going to come regardless, right? But it's about having ease with how it shows up is what we want. I mean, I'm not very good at acknowledging things myself. So it's like, yeah, that's brilliant. Because, well, maybe I do. Never mind. I take that back. I do acknowledge all the different changes. But there's just so many, you know, it's like life is constantly changing. And I love it that way.
And so are we. Time for a break.
We'll be right back.
Free your mind, expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Donna Martinez and Shefali. Charlie Burns here, back with you on Living with Moxie here on Ohm Times Radio. So we were just talking about change, and one of the things that we talked about is acknowledging. So here's what I find that people have the hardest time with. There's a couple of pieces. One is acknowledging, you know, so when you're asking for something to show up, someone might say, okay, well, I require some money, and then some money will show up and they'll say, yeah, but I still have to pay $50,000 of bills or whatever. It's sort of like knocking off an acknowledgement and putting down what you just received because it wasn't the whole kit and caboodle all in one. And it's sort of like, mm-hmm. if you were able and willing to actually acknowledge each and every piece and be grateful for that little piece instead of looking for the change that's though you're going to wake up tomorrow and the 50 pounds are going to be off or you're going to be in absolute full health, but you know that you're on your way there. I think that creates a lot more than actually the, what often happens is people look and they say, but it's not what I asked for yet. It's not what I asked for yet. It's not what I asked for yet. And that's actually a resistance that stops the change that you're asking for from coming in. It's sort of building a wall energetically and sort of, you know, not being in appreciation, not acknowledging the power that you are, the ability that you have to create change, to have change. I've done it and grateful that I have people in my life that pointed out when I do it. It also always helps you choose to have around with you, but it's so very valuable and such a gift to you. If you ask for something to show up and you notice it in little bits and pieces, like someone said, I don't care if it's a penny, you find it, you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, I'm on my way. I'm so happy. And how's it getting better than that? And then later you see a dime and a quarter and a dollar and $100 and whatever it is. And it keeps getting better and better and better and better because you know that it will and you've acknowledged what you've already received. And the same goes for your health and the same goes for your relationship and your business and all of it. I mean, you know, all of it. So the appreciation there and acknowledging the power that you are for asking the questions and bringing it into your life are two huge components to having a lot more ease with change. I think some of the difficulty with change comes when we really tell ourselves that we sort of are a victim of life circumstances or things getting thrown at us or things coming our way, when really we have a lot of ability to have an impact on everything that shows up in our lives if we would be willing to be conscious and deliberately create. And that's frustrating for a lot of people when they hear you say that initially when they're not creating from this conscious space. But it's so very, I have found it to be so very true in my life. How about you, Shivali?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I know for myself, you know, everything that I am experiencing right now is a creation of my past thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So it's and my decisions, right? So it's like, okay, I created this, and then this is amazing. So what else can I create, right? So it's like I know that I can create more, and it's just a matter of choosing and knowing that it's possible. And that's one of the things I think that a lot of people don't realize is what is actually possible. So one of my fundamental principles that I've had for a long time is anything is possible, you know, because I believe in this universe, anything is possible, you know. So I've always kept that, you know, as one of my fundamental principles, that anything is possible. So why limit ourselves, you know? So if I say, well, I want to experience this, okay, that's a starting point, right? So start by choosing and deciding or saying out loud to the universe or to yourself that you want that. I think a lot of times we won't even say that because of thinking, that's such a big idea. How can I say that? How can it come to fruition? You know, is it even possible? It is possible. First, you start by saying it out loud so that you can hear yourself say it. The universe can hear you say it. And it sounds funny now that I'm talking about it in this way, but it really makes a huge difference because I guess for me, I didn't think it was possible for me to choose anything. You know, I was brought up in a family where I was told what to do and what to have and what to study. And just like, I didn't have any choices growing up. And so I could never say, oh, I want to do this because, you know, it wasn't a possibility at the time. So now it's like anything is possible. And it's such a, it gives me so much more freedom and ease knowing that it's possible. And then it's a matter of choosing. So I keep saying it over and over again, but I just find for me that's one of the most creative capacities and creative energies for me is knowing that anything is possible. And then it's just a matter of me choosing what it is that's fun for me right now. What would I like to experience? What would be joyful for me? or what would create more in my life, you know? So what would add more to my life? And I like those types of questions because they give me a much more expansive feeling, and the possibilities are endless, you know? So for me, it's about, I need to have fun, right? Because fun is good, fun is easy. And if I'm not having fun, well, then it's like, time to do something about that. So tomorrow, for example, I'm going to go and have some fun, meet some women for lunch, and that'll be fun for me. So I may not go to my German class, but that's a different story. We'll see. But I am going to go to the lunch.
And sometimes you know, German class. What are we going to do with you? Yes. Well, fun is very important. So, and you know, when I used to talk about blurring the lines of fun and work, right? So that, you know, work is the fun. And some of the companies and some of the people who have the most amazing lives that appear so joyful and wonderful and expansive are people who just, you know, who are willing to make fun and joy a priority in everything that they do. So even when you walk through their company, the people who work for them, and there's just this space of fun and growth and people creating and people loving to being there. You know, it's just something that people used to understand is important, and it's gone away. And now it seems to be coming back full force. So those things are important, and making sure that you allow yourself to have it and you know, and it be part of a very big part of your life is also important. So sometimes we seem to be getting off the topic. I just want to make sure that as we wrap up our call, because I cannot believe it's been this time, and you probably could, Shelly, because it's like almost 2 a.m. there, I think.
I know. It's gone by so quickly.
I know. It goes by in like a minute. So it's just sort of, and it's funny because Shefali and I both were so not ready to do today's call, in the sense that we were both not feeling at our best. And we're like, oh, my goodness, well, what would it take? So here we are, and we pulled it off, and we did it. And the thing is, what I was going to say is that the word change means so many different things to so many different people. And what if any time you actually felt it or were thinking about it or were asking for it, you just stayed in question instead of going to decision? And what could this look like? And what would be fun for me? And what would be expansive? And what would be a contribution to my life? And can I change this? You know, when it comes to like things like my health or my body, if I have something going on, can I change this? If so, how? And you ask for the information, and then before you know it, you meet someone or people show up and they're like, hey, there's this great thing that goes on, and you don't even need a surgery. Or you know, like, whatever, you know, I have somebody who calls me from India and says, I want to do a session with you. I have people like Shefali, you know, somebody, I am so very lucky that I've created some amazing people in my life. So, but none of that would have happened without questions of what else is possible and what more can I do and what would it be like if I could have so much fun and so much joy with my body like I did when I was 20 or 30. And I know that my body is shifting and changing to accommodate all of those questions and that request, and it looks different and feels different every single day, and I'm so grateful for that. So what if you stop trying to define it and control it, and you were willing to allow it to be, and you were to willing to start by asking questions like what would you love for your life to look like, and what would you like to add to your life today that would be joyful and fun for you and would make, you know, a great difference for you in your life? And anything else, Shefali, that I didn't think of, because I feel like I said everything I can.
Yeah, I was just going to add, Donna, really quickly about, you know, when we're saying be in the question or ask questions, we're not necessarily looking for an answer, you know. So other than those questions of, you know, what can I add to my life that would be joyful, you know, but some of the other questions that I'm talking about, like, you know, can I change this, or how can I change this, or what would this look like, or what would this be like? You know, we're not necessarily looking for a mental answer. We're looking for the universe to show us or bring us the energy of what it is that we're looking for. And that can come in people, situations, phone calls, you know, all sorts of different things. So it's not necessarily looking for an answer from our head. But absolutely, you know, change can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. And so for me, you know, change is about new opportunities, new possibilities, new adventures. And so that's what I would like to leave everybody with as well, is that change is not always bad. Change can be good. Change can be exciting. And to try and think of it in that way, you know, it's like, okay, It's different, for sure. Absolutely. Change is different, but it can be fun. It can be joyous. It can be magical and miraculous. So try and add those words to your vocabulary as well, And then,
And it can, and it can, I mean, I don't want to take away from the fact that it can be absolutely, uncomfortable, and it can be very different, and it can look very different than what you're asking for. So if you were to stay in question, you could actually create something very, very, you could have a lot more ease with it, whatever it's going to look like.
Absolutely. So,
That's the important part, I think.
stay in question, be open to the possibilities, be open to how the change shows up in your life, and try and have fun with it, try and enjoy it, and go with the flow. I always like, just go with the flow, trust yourself that when you've asked for a change, it's going to show up. And it's going to show up in a way that is going to be good for you, And we don't always see it in the present, but we do see it in hindsight. So I know that right now we're coming to the end of the show. So I just wanted to thank everybody so much for being here with us today. And yes, change can be scary, but it can also be fun and very empowering and very liberating and give you a lot of freedom as well and new opportunities and new possibilities. Right, Donna?
Absolutely, and we'll be talking about it again and again, I'm sure. So stay tuned. We're gonna have we have lots of guests that we've been lining up that'll be coming up in the next few weeks. So look at our posts on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, send us an email, sign up through our Facebook link for our I can't think for our monthly mailing, for our mailing, so you can stay up to date, subscribe. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Thanks for being with us through it all with us every week. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.